This is the Business Intelligence Report, a weekly conversation about business news in Oklahoma. I'm Jacob McClellan. I'm talking today with Journal Record reporter Molly Fleming. Molly, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Molly, let's talk about the Villa Teresa campus in Oklahoma City. It's a former Catholic school between Klassen Boulevard and North Dewey Avenue. Marva Ellard and Billy Woodring bought the property for $5.5 million. What are their plans for this property?
They are going to do a mixed-use development, which is a vague term, I realize, but they're going to turn the Nuns Convent into a boutique hotel, which means it's less than 100 rooms. The rest of the property will be condominiums and townhomes. The new construction will be along Dewey Avenue.
Now, the oldest structure at Villa Teresa dates back to 1917, so this area has a really long history. Could you kind of walk us through the history of the place a little bit?
Sure. The first building was somebody's house. The Carmelite Sisters of St. Therese opened the school in 1933, and then they just started buying nearby properties to expand their campuses, and they were basically houses. The school closed, though, in 2012.
So what's the condition of the campus right now?
Yeah, so they like to say in real estate, the property itself has good bones, but it will need a lot of work on the inside. The buildings will need to be brought up to code. Some of the roofs will need to be replaced. Plumbing and electrical lines will need to be updated. The windows will need to be replaced. And there are just a lot of things to be made newer.
I guess that comes with the territory when you're talking about a place that where the first property was constructed in 1917.
Yeah.
So the property owner marketed this to local investors and actually turned down a couple of potential buyers who wanted to tear down the six buildings on the campus. Why did they want to sell it to somebody local?
So this is marketed, you know, nationwide. They had people come in from in-state and out-of-state that really looked up at buying it, but they wanted someone to understand the Villa Teresa's significance to the area. Sure, it's a well-positioned piece of land, but the buildings have some value as well. They had some out-of-state developers that lost interest in the sale because they wanted to tear down the buildings. I mean, can you imagine the Downtown Design Review Committee meeting where this site would be up on the agenda? I mean, people would show up in droves. It's best to find somebody that respects the site and will keep everything intact.
So really, what is the significance then of the Villa Teresa property for people who live in this neighborhood?
Well, big picture, this is one of the original downtown schools. And if you didn't have to be Catholic to go here, people that work downtown dropped their kids here. It was pre-K to fourth grade. And since it was open for 79 years, there are likely people in the downtown workforce that can trace their school days back to Villa Teresa. Also, the school was not attached to a church. And most private church-related schools are financially supported by a church body. But the Carmelite Sisters believe in educating downtown's children so much, so they supported this as much as they could. Ultimately, the lack of a church connection might have been their demise. By its end, they were barely able to pay their teachers, and the Villa Teresa teachers were some of the lowest paid in the city.
So this sounds like this is a place with a lot of history for Oklahoma City. Why isn't it on the National Register of Historic Places?
Ah, the main question. Putting a property on the historic register is an owner's decision. And so actually, when I was talking to Marva the other day, she said she's going to try to list it all as one site. The National Register, you know, you can do building by building, but really together, this is what makes it as, you know, an entry for the Register of Historic Places. And so while State Historic Preservation Office ultimately reviews applications, it takes an owner to do it. When you look at notable historic rehab projects, I mean, First National Center, for example, it wasn't on the register. It took the owner to do it. And so ultimately, that's an owner's decision. So usually what happens is an owner that wants to redevelop a historic property will immediately try to get it on the register so they can qualify for state and historic federal tax credits, because these projects are not cheap by any means. But the flip side of this is some people won't put their buildings on the register because they don't want to do the redevelopment in coordination with the Historic Preservation Office, which will go in and check and make sure you're doing it right. They'd rather just go in and do it as they want because they're not going to get money for it.
Molly Fleming is a reporter for the Journal Record newspaper. Molly, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation at kgou.org. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News.